Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's a privilege to be able to share a brief message from God's Word with you each morning this week. In the first century, a master teacher arrived on the scene unrivaled by any other teacher, past, present, or future. The contemporaries of Jesus marveled at his teaching and remarked that no man ever spoke like him. For those of us who are Christians, we understand that his ability to teach was so astonishing because he, in fact, was God, and he imparted eternal truths. And in so doing, he often communicated his message by employing parables, straightforward, relatable stories which help simplify and illustrate great moral lessons for those who meditated upon them. For Jesus' enemies, these parables were intentionally mysterious because their ears were closed to his message. But for his disciples, those who would hear and understand, the parables embodied the essence of Jesus' teaching. And so this week, we're examining a parable a day, each of which expresses core instruction from our Savior and Master. We've discussed the wise man building his house upon the rock and the importance of laying a foundation. We talked about the parable of the unforgiving servant and the necessity to be forgiving and have compassion. And we've discussed the parable of the lost sheep, that the purpose of the gospel is to seek and save the lost, and that we all have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Today we want to discuss a parable from Luke chapter 12, the parable of the rich fool. In Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 16, the scriptures say, "Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." This parable teaches us that we must be prepared for our soul to be required at any moment. And so to be prepared, we must store up for ourselves treasures in heaven, not here on earth. Our focus must be upon establishing a strong relationship with our God and our Savior. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 10, King Solomon, the wisest to ever live, save Jesus, said, "He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity." Solomon says, whatever your heart desires in terms of material things, it will never satisfy. The only thing that can satisfy is spiritual health, our relationship with our God and our obedience to Him. In James chapter 4, beginning in verse 13, the scriptures say, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that." We must realize and understand that our lives from day to day are totally dependent upon the God of heaven. If He wants our life tomorrow, He will have it. We must always be prepared and live life in accordance with that vision that today may be our last. As it says in the old hymn, "Be thou my vision. Riches I heed not, nor vain empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art." Let us learn from this parable of the rich fool to always be prepared by storing for ourselves up treasures in heaven. I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss a parable a day.